Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to another episode of Warren's Insanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. You already know it's me, DJ K, on mic number one. And on the airy mic over in the corner, we have...
We got the hurricane as it goes.
So, today, we're going to show we have topic. Did we ever explain that?
Nope.
Yeah, so we don't necessarily have topics anymore. We just have, like, flow it. DJ Hurricane, let's go fix it. Yeah, that's like gas station. Yeah. We don't necessarily have topics anymore. We just flow it like regular podcasts. So
like a conversation.
Yeah, conversation. It's real strange. But no. The lighting, I think they put in the second light bulbs. So it's bright in here, but the other one, it's still gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that. Have we ever talked about the light difference?
I think we... Okay, so it can't be completely dark in here when we record. We've stated that.
I'd go to sleep.
Yeah, we...
On the mic. Hey, guys, this is the...
So, we gotta... We turn one light off because two lights is incredibly too bright. So, we just turn...
I'm talking waking up on the operating table. Like, bright.
So we just turned one of them off, but one of them literally has the dingy yellow of like gas station lights that no one's fixing.
That, you know, like makes a noise that like the flies going like inside the little thing and getting stuck dying in there.
Like, it's, have you ever like looked up at lights and like you can see all of its victims?
Yes. I saw one in Texas and it had a whole gecko in there and I was like, oh. Y'all gotta work that. Y'all can't just be having gecko shadows because we all know that gecko ain't living anymore.
He has not moved. He sits there. He sits there. But, so we're gonna have a little segment, about pets because I do want to mention, I want you to tell the story about what you sent your dad.
Just bringing back up my list of traumas. All right, so a couple days ago, I sent my dad this video, and it is this hamster going ham at this iPad, like jumping at it, pressing random keys, living its life as it does. And the caption for it is me trying to call 911 after being turned into a hamster by Satan. So, my dad, I said this to my dad because I was like, why not? He's a pastor. Maybe he'll find it funny.
Maybe he'll find it a little funny. Oh, I also, did you clarify? Like they're not on the hamster is not on, like, the call pad. It's trying to unlock the iPad.
Yes, yes.
It's not, like, on the emergency call.
There's also, like, a song playing and it, like, completely is over. My dad responds to this thing, SMH in all caps. So, I'm like, I was on the phone with Natalia at the time. And I was like, man, what if I just... I kind of have a question for him. And this question was, if I was turned into a hamster, do you think you'd be able to tell? Mind you, it's really just me and my dad living in this house. We really the only people we ever talked to in person in that house. And y'all want to know what this man said?
What was his marvelous answer?
Probably not.
At least he was honest.
So my immediate response was, ouch, with a broken heart emoji. He left me on red.
Did you send it to your mom, too? Did she, like, ever respond?
Nope, I was left on red there, too. I know if I asked the question, she would have been like, the Lord wouldn't have let you be turned
into a hamster. The Lord wouldn't let you be a hamster, and you just have to be like,
So that's another no.
So you wouldn't notice, basically, is what you're saying.
She'd be like, ew, a rat. I'm like, hit it.
She would, like, smack you up against the, ew, a rat, and just, like, soccer kick you at a wall.
Takes a broom and just, like, rat. I'm literally, like, taking little pieces of dust, spelling out, mom, help. And she's like, this is an annoying little rat, isn't it?
I feel like Ratatouille, but with your mom, would be way worse than...
Like, how he stuck him in a jar, was about to throw him in the river. My mom, like, wouldn't even hesitate.
The rat would be like, hey, like, how he makes the sad eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom would be like,
oh,
let me poke some holes in there so you drown.
I can't let you just float away. You've committed a war crime now.
But speaking of hamsters, my significant other, we're gonna say, she has a hamster. And what if this is the most human hamster? And earlier I was showing Alex some pictures because she gave him a bath. Which, if you
bath is a strong word.
If you guys are when you see this podcast, it will be the cover photo. Just a bunch of different moments that this hamster has had. But your bath is a strong word.
Who says a baptism?
It, homie. First of all, hamsters already aren't like the most attractive. They're not like
that one hamster with like the Dorito shaped head.
Yeah, hamsters aren't like the most appealing animal to have
or to look at.
Yeah, or like at all. So, imagine it wet, and you can really see, because the only thing that's like distracting it is like, oh, your fur is there. So imagine it, but wet. And yeah, they have very human faces.
It's kind of like how, isn't the mammoth from Ice Age's name just Manny?
Yes.
Okay, right. You know, y'all know how he goes. I'm not fat, just fluffy. And you like assume that underneath that is just like an elephant.
Yeah.
Right. No. With hamsters, it's like, oh, I'm not fat, I'm fluffy. Underneath that, instead of it being like a, oh, like a naked mole rat. Like,
how Alex tried to think of better ways to say it.
I was like, maybe like a, like, I feel like when you imagine an unfluffy hamster, you're like, oh, like a cute little mouse or something. No, like it looks wrong.
It's just like weird skin, I would say.
And then the hair will like spike up in random places, I guess.
Yeah, I just, the person who invented hamsters, I think they had good intentions.
I know they were running captivity.
You want to know what really, I just want to put this out there. The person who invented caviar is disgusting.
Ain't that just fish eggs?
Yes. They need help. Because what makes you see a fish and it's like,
Do you think they saw that one scene for Finding Nemo? It was like, ooh.
What does that taste like?
Hey, they look kind of good.
Like what I'm telling you. But it's also how they get it out of a fish. They literally squeeze it. It's straight from the fish.
I thought they just cut it open.
No. They cut a hole like in the side. And they literally just squeeze this fish and take all the eggs out. It's a very traumatizing experience to see.
I can imagine. Imagine being like, you know, y'all, I'm fertile. I'm about to have a big litter. And then you just see this hand.
Yes. And then you just see this hand. And you know. It's over.
You're not fertile anymore.
All of your eggs. Look, because
gone to be put on a cracker.
It's not even like a, oh, like this is a really nice, like, fish type thing. No. It's literally. Also, caviar is not that good. So, here it is. This is the video. This is how they get caviar. It's straight from it. Look at this. Mm-hmm. They literally just squeeze it out.
Why did the fish look like it was moving? Was that fish sentient during that process?
Alex, the fish is dead.
Oh, okay, cool. It was like a little after wiggle.
No, this was him using so much force
that it wiggled.
But when I'm telling you, I simply couldn't do caviar. No.
I had it once. Because my mom, ugh, I'm not going to say her boyfriend at the time. Because people have been telling me that that's rude. So.
Her. I feel like at the time.
There was like a male friend.
Not a male friend.
That would pay for her to get things and go nice places.
So.
Nope, don't say it. It's also considered rude, apparently. So. So.
But it. All right.
She said multiple of these. Her current one is ending very soon. But we don't have to talk about it. Anyways, we go to this nice little seafood restaurant. we lived in Virginia and we drove out to Maryland, which is already in 1 hour drive to get this good seafood. So I got me my calamari and we like went to the balcony, and when you go past the balcony, there's like this little bar with like a little bunch of little, I want to say like a seafood salad bar. And I saw they had like caviar, like the black kind. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh, mama, I always wanted to try caviar. And she was like, well, we paid for the food, so
we. Did we? Did we?
Anyways, so she was like, well, we paid to eat, so you can have any of that. And I was like, cool. And I went over there, and I saw there was, like, bread, like, little pieces of, like, rich bread.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, none of that. Just, like. And I took, like.
No, none of that. Just the fish eggs.
I took, like, 2 spoonfuls of caviar.
Were they, like, big spoons?
It was rich people's spoons.
Oh my
God. So it was like little, but like the fact that I would get like 2 heaping teaspoons.
The fact that two was enough. The fact that one wasn't enough, and you said.
So I was like, that's a little bit sparse.
I think we need another.
So I took it back to the table, and my mom looked at me. She went, "You didn't get any bread or anything." And I went, "I'll taste it without the bread first." I took a little bite, and I was like,
that's
salt.
Maybe mm-hmm. I should try the bread.
So I went back, got me and my mom a couple pieces of bread. She already like ate like a full spoonful. So I'm like, okay, there goes half. So
Now she said you're gonna eat without the bread and then ate it without the bread.
Hypocritical. Awful. So you know, I put my little spoonful on and I bit into it, but it was a rich hard bread. So I was like, this is a nice experience right now. To this day, I don't remember what the other stuff at that little bar was. I know it was caviar, but like, what was the point of that like stale caviar bread?
Was like the bread up, or was it just like on a plate?
It was on a plate.
That bread has probably been sitting there and marinating.
A little bit of caviar juice for them people that just kind of go ham over there.
At one point, I was soft. Oh my gosh, wait, because that reminded me, I was thinking about how you were talking about the gecko and the light. Mm-hmm. In my school, I went to the same school from like 2nd to 8th grade, but there was, how would I say this? A rat in the ceiling.
Excuse me? How do I say this? There was a rodent in the light fixture.
But it was a mother, and we knew we knew it was pregnant because we could see it and we could hear it. And
y'all just hear her. Like, my ankles hurt.
Everybody was always like,
can you bend down and get that for me? Like, it's just like through the ceiling.
Everybody was always like, we need to get that rat out of here before it gives birth. Right? Like, everyone in their head was like, we need to get it out. But no one ever got that out. Everybody was just like, we definitely need to get rid of that before it gives birth. Anyways, for the reading lesson. And so she had her babies up there, and she knew she was confined to the ceiling, but the babies didn't.
No.
So like she knew,
I will get the broom on me if I leave.
I have to stay up here. But the babies were like, fresh adventure. And they would.
Excuse me, mother. I have better things to do.
They would sneak out. And I remember one time, because this girl, first of all, she was like one of those like see an aunt and scream type of kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it got out. And I know that these tiny rats had evil plans, because they had so many other desks to choose. And you know, like the kid desk, and there's like the little. Like, all yes. Your stuff goes in it?
Yep.
Yeah. So, he went in there and he hid.
No!
So, we are in the middle of math. And I remember it because she let out, like, a murder movie scream. We're sitting there. Everyone's going through their stuff. Teacher's like, all right, put up your English notebooks. We're going to do some math now. So, we're like, all right, everybody. And she goes... And, like, her face goes from, like, because she was, like, a really happy kid. She was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, feeling. And her face goes from, like, to, like, just blank. And we were, like, mid-conversation. I was, like, are you okay? And she looked at me and was, like. And then I was, like, Okay, first of all, she had a lot of problems. She also had an asthma.
No! So, no!
We came back in from recess. I thought she was about to die. I'm like, hey, I think she's having an asthma attack. And I think the fierce finished, and then she just screamed for like 5 seconds. And everybody was like, what?
So she was dealing with it, processing it. And was like, nope, nope, all it was. Nope, nope.
Because I'm telling you, the fact that it had to be crawling on her fingers, because she didn't move them. She just went like. And I was like, what's happening? And then she just screamed and like got up and went to the corner and just like stood there, but didn't stop screaming. And the teacher was like,
what grade was this?
It was fourth grade.
Oh, I was just sitting like second grade.
And then the rat just left. We never saw it again.
Like it just jumped out and was like, okay, bye.
Look, because like, you know how they can like squeeze through, like it literally squoze under the door and left.
Later.
I don't know if someone let it outside. I don't know if it was caught. But
I feel like there was like a little weird boy that like saw. I was like,
you're coming home teacher, with
teacher.
Me.
Teacher, look, a mouse.
You're coming home with
That's
me.
That's not a mouse, Timmy.
Why was I thinking Timmy, too? It's always a Timmy. But no, I truly.
Little Tim, bro, grab that boy by the tail and take it home.
I truly believe that rat had to put her in therapy.
Certainly, because there's no, like, there's no logical explanation as to why a fourth grader would, like, deploy possum techniques.
Look, because, you know, because. You know how people, like, they get over their fear of animals, but for this to, and then the way my school worked was, for the most part, we really had, like, the same teachers. Like, sometimes the teachers just, like, moved up, like, a grade with us. It was real weird. Like,
I had a teacher that, first of all, he was my second grade music teacher. Tell me how this man became my third grade history teacher, fourth grade history teacher, fifth grade history teacher, and then I left schools.
How we go from music?
How you go from music to history?
How do we go from music?
How do we go from? All right, so about Texas history.
What's the one song? How do we go from literally that one book with the toad? It was like, oh, well, it literally was a rhyming book. Oh,
I remember it.
Now, oh. I have like the strangest urge to find it now. I think it's like Ricky Tikki Tavi.
Yes!
Yes! How did we go from Ricky Tikki Tavi to this? To you telling me about racism.
How are we going to go from down by the bay, down by the bay, to segregation?
But I always found that school tactic really weird, where they'd be like, yeah, I'm going to give you the same teacher. Every time you move,
they're moving. My problem with that is you better have some scarred students. Because what are they about to do when they get a teacher for one period and never see them again? They got attachment issues now. Like, you're gonna move up with me, right? No. What?
I, like, literally, because those kids, especially in my, those kids, you're giving them the same teacher for years. And then they're getting to high school, and they might never see this teacher again. Because
you'll wave at them in the hallway, and they won't even remember you.
Like, they might have you for one, they might not even have you for a whole year. Y'all are giving these kids trauma, because those are also the kids you can tell went through that, because they get really attached to teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And then like those are like I stopped by your class and you weren't there. I haven't seen you since 2018. Stop stopping by my class. I had you as a sub for 2 days your freshman year. You are a freshman in high school. Please, leave me alone.
Lord. Mr. Harrell was cool, though, because he understood what was happening with my mom. So he just do his best to, like, distract me for it. My mom did something to make me cry before I came to school. And, of course, I had to, like, ready myself before I walked into class. Because we had, like, pavilions, like, where it's, like, mostly outside, but your class is indoors.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm walking up the little ramp. And I'll wipe my tears, catch my breath, walking. Mr. Harrell whips around in his chair.
First of all,
Dixon.
First of all, you moving too fast for somebody with trauma. You making too many sudden movements.
Turned around to me, looks at me, Dixon. I'm, yes? And he's like, I'm your dad now. And I went, okay. Thank you, dad.
Thank you,
went,
dad.
And he went, cool. And then threw a dum-dum at me. And I was just like, oh, cool.
And that's pretty much how you are now.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
What I'm telling you, my whole tactic last year, especially when the bookstore was open, I'd be like, Alex, do you want to walk around school with me? And I'd be like, no, I actually just want to sit down and maybe do some work. What if I offered you a...
I wouldn't do work. I would sit down, though.
Like, what if I offered you a, I don't know, a pack of Green Apple Mentos? Would that change your mind? And
Kyle could get me to commit a war crime for some Green Apple Mentos. Kyle would be like, hey, do you want to take these across the border for me? I'd be like, no, no, thank you. I'd be like, for Green Apple Mentos, I'd be like, ah, okay.
You'd be like,
I have like a truck for me, or
like, literally be like, what about two packs of Green Apple Mentos?
Then Lego.
All right. Actually, my schedule's clear now, so
actually, this commission can wait. I'll get home, girl.
But also, the fact that Green Apple Mentos are like they're so good, but
why aren't they sold anywhere but here?
That's what I've been trying to figure out. Because I'll, like, go somewhere and, like...
I don't even see them in, like, good gas stations.
No, like, oh, strawberry.
I saw strawberry. I saw, like, rainbow. Like, they put it so the Mentos were the color of a rainbow. But even and then, they did not have green apple.
I really, like, I feel like we just buy them in bulk. I'm sneaking in as a senior. Hey,
last year, y'all closed down the bookstores.
I can't find any Green Apple Mentos anywhere.
We're going to have withdrawal.
When I'm telling you, like, itching.
Standing outside the school with the dollar. You trying to buy me some Green Apple Mentos? You want to buy me some Green Apple Mentos? Little dude.
It's like reverse What Would You Do? First of all, that show was always on something. Because the way it happened, it'd be like, they'd be like, first of all, very clearly have a camera on them. You trying to go buy me? And the acting was horrible. So it'd physically be like, someone would be walking up trying to get gas. Like, hey, you trying to go buy me a pack of smokes? It'd be like, the person be like, what do you want? And
this humongous camera behind you.
And they'd be like, he'd be like,
And didn't this show air in like 2007?
Yes.
So these cameras are huge.
He'd be like, no, I'm not going to go buy you some cigarettes. And he'd be like, come on, man, that's whack. And it'd clearly be a kid. This kid's clearly not in high school. Okay, but as the show developed, it got a little bit better. Because when I'm telling you, they were casting like 30-year-olds to play high schoolers asking for smokes. This is
Disney Channel aging.
This man is going through something. He is clearly not a high schooler. And in one of them, like, Homer was like, you look like you're old enough to buy your own.
All right, I'm going to be real with you. I didn't really watch that game show. But speaking of shows, I saw this TikTok, and it's like, I got to have a game show idea. So you take a contestant. And you go, would you slap a baby for $50,000? And they go, yes, of course. It's $50,000. And then you bring out a baby.
You bring out a baby, you bring out $50,000?
Yep. And they just like, okay, so here's the baby. So they have to be like, do I get this $50,000 and risk
it? I'd do it.
The fact that you would have slapped a baby on national television.
What if it was like, first of all, what if like the twist was it was like moms?
Oh no.
It was like moms and it was their own baby. Like, would you smack a baby for
$50,000? No. And it's then like, they're like, oh yeah, Family Feud, but we're gonna assign you a fake family. And you get there and they're like, oh, we'll watch your kid for you. This work goes downhill.
Like, I'm telling, they literally like, what if they're just like, would you smack a baby for $50,000? And the mom was like, yes. And they're like, here's your baby. Here's $50,000. And then she has to decide if she wants to smack her newborn or...
On national television. That's the problem.
The problem, see, I don't know. I feel like I would.
If it was in like my own home, they're like, if you smack the baby, we don't know how we'll be able to tell, but we'll be able to tell if you smack this baby for $50,000 in your own home. I'd be like, oh yeah, sheesh, because nobody would know that. They'd just be $50,000 richer, but on national television.
I'm going to be honest with you. I do it.
But I feel like after...
How hard do you have to smack them?
I mean, they didn't say that. Just like smack. No, the problem
But like, I feel like they wouldn't let you do like a light tap.
They'd be like, was that a smack? They like put the mic up to the audience. No!
That wasn't a smack. And then you gotta like sucker punch
one, the one guy in the back. Smack him harder.
I feel like...
No, it'd be worse. They put the mother in the front row. Baby for $50,000, and you see the baby,
and then
like,
the curtain opens. I feel like I would watch that, cause then just like imagine, like, cause then just the cope,
the mom
or the
curtain.
Mom like brings the baby out and just like,
would you do it? And you're just like, is this?
It's like
ma'am,
that one.
Is this your $50,000?
It's like that one where they be like, would you step on a baby? For $30,000, and then it cuts to the people just do, and
no, I feel like the pilot would be like, would you smack a baby for $50,000? Yes, of course. And they bring out like a fake baby, one of those ones that looks like scarily real. And so they're like, okay, go ahead. And they like sock it. And then like, let's say they make the head pop off. And then the show, and they're like, and that's our pilot. So if you were interested in what the show has to offer, everybody's just like,
and then everything else is just a real baby.
Yeah,
I actually wanted the animatronic
because you want them to like feel safe. Like, oh, well, I slapped a fake.
Well, I
baby.
Don't think you want them to feel that safe because then
no,
people
I mean,
are gonna be
signing up for it.
Oh, I was gonna
so
say
you'd be like, I get to sign up to smack a fake baby
and get $50,000, but
right.
Then people
and then the real baby and the mother is there.
No, because I thought you were saying like we're gonna let people believe it's fake. And then people just sucker punching real babies.
Right. And then every once in a while, just throw in another fake baby so that people feel like they have a chance to get a fake baby.
First of all, I just want to say,
I feel like this show would end at season one.
Mm-hmm. For abuse.
And also, if there were too many yeses, because then people would start getting desensitized to it. They'd be like, oh, well, I watched so many other people slap the babies.
No. I just want to say, the fact, I think babies should be in the womb for more than 9 months.
Yes. Y'all need a year.
I don't, like, maybe not a year, but they're not even done when we take them out. Their skull literally is not done developing.
Aren't they literally, like, all cartilage and yet somehow have more bones than an adult?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, people bring them up and they'd be like, that's why that's people like, oh, you can't press too hard on baby's head. They have a soft spot and you can kill them. They weren't done.
No. Someone will be like, no, because I'm telling you, my sister Bridget, she was in the womb too long. And they said that she basically came out like ripped. Like, not like ripped, but like if she were to playfully grab your finger, it like hurt. So I feel like,
spoiler alert, we push babies out at 9 months for our safety.
Yes. But the thing is, Bridget has retained this strength to this day. So I feel like,
so we are taking them out at 9 months for everyone else's safety.
We're taking them out at 9 months so that we don't evolve as a human race.
They should marinate.
She was only, let me remember. She was only, you know, she's only like a week late.
Yeah.
No, put that baby in 9 months and not 8 days. Let's do like 5.
I feel like people who stay in the womb too long are the same people who try to like justify like, you're the weakest link. Like, it's those people. No. Because they'd be like, I'm so strong, you're just the weakest
Imagine
link.
A football player that was overcooked. That'd be terrifying. Hey,
Tom Brady.
Hey, but look how buff and strong and good at tackling you are. How long you been working out? What do you mean?
I find
I mean,
it
like you go to the gym? No.
What's the gym? And just run.
So do you do like at home workouts or no? What's your diet like? Oh, I really eat whatever comes to mind. And you just tackled a 350-pound man.
I find it voice so just weird. Gets
more shrill.
No, because the fact that this is the last segment here, but the fact that no one talks about this, because everybody be like, Tom Brady's the GOAT. Hasn't he won like every Super Bowl ever since he started?
No, it's not even like the way people that don't know basketball know LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and that they're good. Even if you don't know football, you know that Tom Brady is a force.
I literally know nothing about football. First of all, I don't even get his team because he's on the New England Patriots. How is he playing here? Are they not based in New England? How do they have an American football team? That was our first mistake because they have good proportion control. That was our first mistake, okay? They're like large is probably like our medium. So our first mistake was inviting healthy people to play against us.
Hey, Kyle, do you know where New England is?
Yes. No.
The longest sure I was like, yeah, it's just like a bit. And then you went, and their proportions are different. I'm like, hold on, you talk about like real English people.
No, okay. I don't mean like New England, like Queen Elizabeth. But I'm saying like they...
I just got like, my brain just jump scared me. The prince. That man is so scary.
No, this really will be our last point because they are resurrecting that man.
They literally are. I saw one, it was like, you can tell by like the purple bags underneath his eyes.
He's decaying.
They are injecting things to make him live longer. And stop it. Stop giving him the injections. Stop it.
Bro.
Let him go.
He's literally decaying, like he's alive.
I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's about to lap his mom in age.
Bro, he's literally like decaying. Like people, first of all, you only see him when they like need something. I feel like they gotta like, my babysitter's a vampire, this man, just like dig him up when they need him and then
put him
back in the dirt. We'll be back for you because the...
All right, see you when we need you to be racist again. Bye-bye.
No, because nothing about him makes sense. His whole like placement in life. Why is he here? Like, who is he? First of all,
why? That's where that man has lived through the Great Plague. Because how old is he?
He's too old. Like, literally.
I heard you go, he's too... That's like 200?
What's his name? Prince Charles?
I guess.
How old is the Prince of New England?
It's just England.
Wow, Siri, you're not going to want to work? All right. Give me a bid on his age, what you think it is.
I'm going to say, let's see, the world's oldest woman who survived COVID was 115. So I'm going to say he is factoring in the queen. I'm going to say he is a morbid 88.
80?
88.
This man is only 70.
And on that terrifying note.
That he's only 70, I thought he was like 100.
I think it's about time for us to wrap up. I feel like we just like unlocked some terrifying secret that we weren't supposed to know.
All right. That wraps it up for this episode
of War and
Insanity, where the N is capitalized.
Y'all can see me disheveled.
And nothing else really is. He's only 70.
Oh, it's terrifying.
All right.
Y'all stay safe out there. Y'all see these.
Y'all see
the 70-year-olds that be out here.
I really thought it was like 100.
So I was like, I was like, okay, generously, the queen could be 97.
Like, why does the queen look so good compared to him?
The queen looks younger than him. All right. Love you.
Love you. Bye. Please stay safe. Don't go anywhere near these people. Pieces.